Hello. Thank you for joining us today. My name is Tom Lane with Sabbath Bible Study. Ezekiel was commissioned by God to be a watchman for Israel. In times past, it was the watchman who kept an eye on the horizon to make sure enemies were not approaching. In the world of castles and the walls around castles and cities, that's why there tends to be locations for a person to look out from a higher location. Today, we can find watchtowers along tense international borders and near prisons. If a watchtower can't be seen, some other type of watching is happening. It could be a fixed camera, a drone, or surveillance monitoring to detect movement. In Ezekiel's case, he was there to warn Israel about their sins and the consequences for continuing in sin. He was there to warn the righteous of Israel not to become like everyone else in sin. The desire was that through the message of Ezekiel, the wicked would turn from sin and follow the path of righteousness, and that those who were righteous would continue on the path of righteousness. God also told Ezekiel his fate was not linked to the decision of those who were warned. As long as Ezekiel did what God expected of him, Ezekiel would be spared from the punishment. Ezekiel 3, verse 16. And it came to pass at the end of 7 days that the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore hear the word of my mouth, and give them warning from me. When I say unto the wicked, Thou shalt surely die, and thou givest him not warning, nor speakest to warn the wicked from his wicked way to save his life, the same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand. Yet if thou warn the wicked, and he turn not from his wickedness, nor from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul. Again, when a righteous man doth turn from his righteousness and commit iniquity, and I lay a stumbling block before him, he shall die, because thou hast not given him warning. He shall die in his sin, and his righteousness which he hath done shall not be remembered. But his blood will I require at thine hand. Nevertheless, if thou warn the righteous man that the righteous sin not, and he doth not sin, he shall surely live, because he is warned. Also thou hast delivered thy soul. In the New Testament, we are told to watch and pray, that we enter not into temptation. Unlike Ezekiel, who was given a commission to warn Israel about their sins, our commission to watch and pray is about ourselves and our sins within the household of faith. Prophetically, the two witnesses of Revelation chapter 11 are given a commission to warn the world of its sins during the end time, and they will prophesy to the Gentiles for 3.5 years, clothed in sackcloth. They will be so hated for their warning message that they will be killed, and people will celebrate by giving gifts to each other up until they are resurrected, and then the world will panic. As Christians, we do not ignore or apologize for what the Bible calls sin. God and Jesus Christ do not change, and what was sin thousands of years ago is still sin today. When we talk of sin, we have a responsibility to accurately describe sin. We cannot sugarcoat sin as if it is not sin. We cannot call evil good. The woes the world faces today result from sin. Take climate change, for example. This world ignores the biblical dietary laws, and much of what the Bible calls unclean meats are designed to dispose of decaying matter on land and in the ocean. Because society mostly also ignores the Sabbath land rest, the use of fertilizers have exploded, and agricultural runoff has polluted rivers and oceans. Changes to water impacts our climate because more than 70% of our planet is covered by water. there are more and more concerns with mental health. And that has come on the heel of society ignoring the weekly Sabbath or even a day of rest. The biblical holy days, the weekly Sabbath in the calendar of God, which give us a shadow of things to come and hope in time of stress and trouble, have been set aside. Instead of being content, however we might find ourselves, we live in a world where most seek to get ahead and then are frustrated when that process becomes stressful. We do need to be able to accurately describe sin, to teach what sin is according to the Bible, especially to our children and those learning what is in the Bible, and correlate the woes of this world to sin and in personal lives that result from sin. But because we are not the two witnesses of Revelation 11, we are not the end-time watchmen for the sins of society. Because we are told not to judge lest we be judged, we are not to judge others for sin. But we are the watchmen for our own sins, and we can encourage others to be the watchmen for their own sins, teaching what sin is. Each of us is given a commission to watch and pray that we enter not into temptation. We live a spiritual existence within a physical body, and the weakness in this dynamic is our bodies. When Jesus taught this to the disciples, he knew his time was very short. And as he was praying the night before the crucifixion, the disciples fell asleep. Spiritually, we must watch and pray. That means we remain spiritually vigilant, in a state of constant spiritual readiness, and that we remain prayerfully close to God. Matthew 26, verse 36. Then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and saith unto the disciples, Sit ye here while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then saith he unto them, My soul is exceeding sorrowful even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. And he went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me, nevertheless not as I will, but as thou wilt. And he cometh unto the disciples and findeth them asleep, and saith unto Peter, What? Could ye not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. The word watch is frequently translated from Strong's Greek word 1127, Gregorio. The name Gregory is derived from a variant of this Greek word, and the best way to think of watching is to be vigilant. Jesus compared himself to a man taking a far journey and leaving his affairs in the hands of those remaining, and those people were expected to watch, to be ready for the return of the master of the house. Similarly, we have to always be ready for the return of Jesus Christ. Mark 13, verse 32. But on that day and that hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. Take ye heed, watch and pray, for ye know not when the time is. For the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey, who left his house, and gave authority to his servants, and to every man his work, and commanded the porter to watch. Watch ye therefore, for ye know not when the master of the house cometh, at even, or at midnight, or at the cock crowing, or in the morning, lest come suddenly he find you sleeping. And what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch. For us, there can be no waiting until sometime in the future to be ready for the return of Jesus Christ. We cannot decide to live a life of sin for the next several years and then be ready for the return of Jesus Christ. We are to be ready today for the return of Jesus Christ because we do not know when Jesus Christ will return or even when we will die. We are the watchmen for our own sins, and we encourage others to be the watchmen for their sins. The message to those not yet of the household of faith will include repentance to God and faith in Jesus Christ, and for those of the household of faith will include warnings about grievous wolves who seek to shade the truth, to deceive the faithful. Paul shared his thoughts on this when speaking to the elders of Ephesus. Acts 20, verse 17. And from Miletus he sent to Ephesus and called the elders of the church. And when they were come to him, he said unto them, You know, from the first day that I came into Asia, after that manner I have been with you at all seasons, serving the Lord with all humility of mind and with many tears and temptations, which befell me by the lying and weight of the Jews. And how? I kept back nothing that was profitable unto you, but have showed you and have taught you publicly and from house to house, testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. Now behold, I go bound in the Spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there, save that the Holy Ghost witnesseth in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions abide me. But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy in the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus, to testify the gospel of the grace of God. And now, behold, I know that ye all, among whom I have gone preaching the kingdom of God, shall see my face no more. Wherefore I take you to record this day, that I am pure from the blood of all men. For I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God. Take heed therefore unto yourselves, and to all the flock, over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after them. Therefore watch, and remember, that by the space of 3 years I cease not to warn every one night and day with tears. The message to the church in Sardis within the book of Revelation includes a directive to be watchful, to strengthen those things which remain, though these are nearly dead. That should clue us in that if we do not remain watchful, we can lose just about everything we have. We cannot surrender spiritual vigilance. Revelation 3, verse 1. And unto the angel of the church in Sardis write, These things saith he that hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars, I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and art dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die, for I have not found thy works perfect before God. Remember therefore how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast, and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. Thou hast a few names even in Sardis which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. When I think of the need for spiritual vigilance, I sometimes think of something simple like knowing the sounds my house makes. For instance, in the very hot Chihuahua desert of El Paso where I live, I know the sound to expect from my air conditioner. If I hear a different sound, that is my first clue something may be wrong and I should have the system checked. The difference in that sound is subtle, but knowing the difference can make all the difference between having a technician visit the house to make sure the system is properly cooling or sitting in a very hot house over a long weekend. My water bill was my most expensive bill, and even though it is the most expensive, I still need to use water, especially in the desert. I have come to know what sounds flowing water makes within my house to make sure I don't have a leak or have left the faucet open. I have a rooftop solar photovoltaic system, and I make sure that is operating as expected, as that lowers the cost of keeping cool in the summer. When needed, I also know how to reset that system. There are many types of checks I do around my house, and these all require vigilance. Spiritually, we are to remain vigilant. There is never a time to be spiritually complacent, because being spiritually complacent makes it easier for Satan to spiritually destroy us. 1 Peter 5, verse 8. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil is a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. In addition to Satan, who seeks our spiritual destruction, are the wicked. The wicked watch the righteous as much as the righteous watch and pray. The wicked do not seek good for the righteous, they seek harm of the righteous. We know God protects us from these evil intentions, and that is yet another reason to watch and pray. Psalm 37, verse 32. The wicked watches the righteous and seeketh to slay him. The Lord will not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him when he is judged. Wait on the Lord, and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. I have seen the wicked in great power, and spreading himself like a green bay tree. Yet he passed away, and lo, he was not. Yea, I sought him, but he could not be found. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. But the transgressors shall be destroyed together, the end of the wicked shall be cut off. The salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them, because they trust in him. The book of Proverbs reminds us to keep our heart with diligence, even when we are passionately involved with any part of our human existence. We are to be diligent. For us, there can never be complacency. Proverbs describes diligence as keeping on the path before us and not turning to the left or the right, being aware of where we are on our journey of life. Proverbs 4, verse 20. My son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes, keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Put away from thee a froward mouth, and perverse lips, put far from thee. Let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. Paul reminded the Thessalonians to be spiritually vigilant, to be spiritually sober. We do not know when Jesus Christ will return or when we will die. Because we are children of the light and day and not children of darkness, we must remain spiritually vigilant. And we need to encourage others of the household of faith to remain spiritually vigilant. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 1. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say, peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that the day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light, and the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. Therefore let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us, who are of the day, be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet the hope of salvation. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore, comfort yourself together and edify one another, even as also you do. The Colossians were told to remain thankful as they remained vigilant and continued in prayer. Paul also told them to walk in wisdom to those that are without, meaning our interactions with people outside the household of faith need to be carefully thought out. When we share biblical teachings, including what is sin, what we say needs to be said with grace and seasoned with salt, meaning what we say about the Bible can't always be so controversial that it is always immediately rejected. Instead, when we speak to others about the Bible, we need them to consider what the Bible says is true. In the end, they might still reject biblical truth. But if they reject biblical truth, it needs to be because they are rejecting biblical truth and not because how we have presented biblical truth. If deep down our goal in presenting biblical truth is to immediately have people reject biblical truth, that would indicate a problem with us. Colossians 4, verse 2. Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving, with all praying also for us, that God would open unto us a door of utterance, to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bonds, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. Walk in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming the time. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how ye ought to answer every man. It is important to remain watchful until the very end of our life or the end time, whichever comes first. For instance, the book of Revelation shows a person who remains spiritually vigilant will be blessed. And this is stated right before the battle of Armageddon. Revelation 16, verse 12. And the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates. And the water thereof was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are the spirits of devils, working miracles which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked, and they see his shame. And he gathered them together into a place called in the Hebrew tongue Armageddon. The Corinthians were reminded to be vigilant and to stand fast in the faith. We remain spiritually vigilant to remain in the faith. 1 Corinthians 16, verse 13. Watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit you like men, be strong. Let all your things be done with charity. I beseech you, brethren, you know the house of Stephanas, that it is the first fruits of Achaia, and that they have addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints. That ye submit yourselves unto such, and everyone that helpeth with us, and laboreth. I am glad of the coming of Stephanas and Fortunatus and Achaicus, for that which I was lacking on your part they have supplied. For they have refreshed my spirit and yours, therefore acknowledge ye them that are such. Paul taught Timothy to be vigilant in all things. In sports, we think of that as a prevent defense, where a team is trying to keep the other team from scoring against it. Timothy was warned that the time will come when people will not endure sound doctrine, but will find preachers who will say what they want to hear and do. Instead of the truth of the Bible, lack of vigilance will lead to faith being based on fables. 2 Timothy 4, verse 1. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. Peter wrote that there is a need for us to be sober, to be vigilant, and to pray. Similar to Paul, he wrote that when we speak, we need to speak as the oracles of God. Which is just a fancy way of saying when we speak regarding the truth of the Bible, we need to speak using incredible wisdom and use all of the talent God has given us. 1 Peter 4, verse 7. But the end of all things is at hand. Be therefore sober and watch unto prayer. And above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. Use hospitality one to another without grudging. As every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. As we remain spiritually vigilant, we cannot allow ourselves to become entangled in the affairs of this life. In other words, to remain spiritually vigilant, we cannot allow what happens from day to day to be more important to us than eternal life to come. 2 Timothy 2, verse 1. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. Now therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. And if a man also strive for masteries, yet is he not crowned except he strive lawfully. The husbandman that laboreth must be first partaker of the fruits. Consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. As we watch and pray, it is with the idea of being worthy to escape the troubles to come on our planet and to be given eternal life through Jesus Christ. We cannot allow the cares of this world to keep us from focusing on the kingdom of God to come and God's righteousness. Luke 21, verse 34. And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares. For as a snare shall it come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Instead of focusing on the cares of this world, we seek those things to come in the kingdom of God. That means we work to eliminate sin in our lives. From time to time, we might fall short, and we can be thankful we have an advocate in Jesus Christ when we do. But even then, we work to eliminate sin in our lives. We replace what was once sin with spiritual qualities. Those spiritual qualities begin with mercy and humility. Colossians 3, verse 1. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall you also appear with him in glory. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil, concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. For which things' sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in the which ye also walked some time when ye lived in them. But now ye also have put off all these, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another, if any man have a quarrel against any. Even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. Above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. As we remain spiritually vigilant, we can never become wary in well-doing. Even when it seems like nobody appreciates what we are doing, we cannot grow wary in doing what is expected of us, because if we endure to the end, we know we will reap the reward of eternal life. Galatians 6, verse 7. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Weariness can eat on vigilance. Weariness can cause us to lose hope and to give up. We can never give up on the hope we have within us because we cannot give up on eternal life. That quest for eternal life requires constant vigilance, and individually we each need to be spiritually ready for the return of Jesus Christ. We are individually responsible to be ready for the return of Jesus. Matthew 25, verse 1. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps, and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell, and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. Maybe the analogy of a wedding doesn't make sense to some who are listening. What if we found ourselves on an expedition with other people, and each person on that expedition was responsible for carrying their own supplies, and the supplies each person carried would only be enough for that person for the duration of the expedition? Spiritually, it is like we are all on an expedition to the kingdom of God, and individually, we are each carrying our own spiritual supplies for that expedition. We need to always be ready for the return of Jesus Christ because we do not know when Jesus will return. If we seek to be blessed at the return of Jesus, we need to be found doing what is expected of us. Matthew 24, verse 36. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall two be in the field, the one shall be taken and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken and the other left. Watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched, and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not the Son of Man cometh. Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household, to give them meat in due season? Blessed is that servant, whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Verily I say unto you, that he shall make him ruler over all his goods. But, and if that evil servant shall say in his heart, My Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to smite his fellow servants, and to eat and drink with the drunken, the Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, and in an hour that he is not aware of, and shall cut him asunder, and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. To be found so doing at the return of Jesus Christ, we need to be spiritually ready for the spiritual fight that is before us. We have to put on the whole armor of God to withstand Satan's tricks. What we do must be based on biblical truth, focused on righteousness and the gospel message, linked to faith and knowing what is in the Bible. Beyond this, we need to remain watchful and pray for ourselves and for all saints. Ephesians 6, verse 10. Finally, my brethren, Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Ezekiel was called to be a watchman to Israel, and the two witnesses of the book of Revelation will be end-time watchmen. Each of us is given a commission to watch and pray for ourselves and for the household of faith. We must remain focused on the kingdom of God and God's righteousness and ensure we do not become entangled with the affairs of this world. Thank you for joining us today. God willing, we'll get together next time on the Sabbath. Until then, thank you for joining us today.